The Little Match Girl. It was the day before Christmas. It was very cold. A poor little girl was walking along the street. Her clothes were ragged. She had only her mother's big slippers on her bare feet. "Matches! Matches! Does anyone want to buy matches?" she cried. But no one noticed her. People walked past her in a hurry. They were busy buying Christmas gifts. Soon it was noon, but the little girl had not sold any matches. At this moment, she was beside the window of a beautiful house. She looked into the window. There was a very beautiful Christmas tree. Two kids were playing by the tree with candies. The candy papers were so beautiful. "How happy they are," she said to herself. Then she thought of her sick mother. Tears came to her eyes. She kept on walking and calling, "Matches! Matches! Sir, madam, would you please buy some matches?" Still, nobody noticed her. Suddenly, a carriage ran by fast. The little girl was scared. She ran away in a hurry. The little girl finally got away from the carriage, but she lost her slippers. One was gone. The other was gotten by a boy. He was kicking it around. The little girl wanted to ask for it back, but the boy kicked it far away. The poor little girl was barefoot now. She walked on in the snow. Her feet were red and swollen with the cold. It was getting darker. People went home. The little girl walked alone in the street. She wanted to go home too, but she hadn't sold any matches. Besides, her house was no warmer than the outside. The snow was heavier. It became colder and colder. The little girl hadn't had anything for a whole day. Now she was very hungry and she felt very tired. She sat down in a street corner. She rubbed her feet with her hands, but soon her hands were numb too. "It's so cold. It would be so good if I could light a match. It'll warm up my hands," she thought. She took out a match carefully and lit it up. There came a flame. She held her hands over it. Oh, what a wonderful light! She felt like sitting beside a big warm stove. It was so cozy. She wanted to warm up her feet, but the flame went out and the stove was gone. She had only the burnt match in her hand. "I shall light another match as a Christmas gift for myself," she thought. Then she lit another match. She could see everything in the room. A snow-white tablecloth, a golden roast goose, and some tasty bread. Right at this moment, the match went out. She didn't want to light the third match, but it was so cold. Finally, she couldn't help lighting one. This time, she saw a big and beautiful Christmas tree. There were colourful gifts and small candles on it. The light of the candles looked like stars. The little girl held out her hands for the stars, but the match went out. The Christmas tree was gone. The little girl looked up into the sky. One star was falling. Then all the stars fell with it. It looked like a silver waterfall. The little girl thought of her grandma. She once told her, "When a star falls, a kind soul rises to heaven." "I'll light a match. Maybe I can see Grandma in this way," the little girl said to herself. She lit another match. "Ah, it's Grandma." The little girl saw Grandma smiling at her. "Grandma," the little girl threw herself into Grandma's arms. "Please take me with you. Don't leave me alone." The little girl then lit all her matches. The light brightened the night sky. Grandma seemed very tall in the light. She held the little girl in her arms. It was so warm. "I will take you to another place. There will be no cold or hunger." Then they flew up into the sky, happily. It was late at night. The bell tolled for Christmas. It was still snowing. The white snowflakes fell onto the little girl. She sat quietly, in the cold street corner. On Christmas morning, people came out to the street. They hugged and wished each other a Merry Christmas. Now they noticed the poor little girl. She was already frozen to death. Around her, there were a lot of burnt matches on the ground. The golden sunshine fell on her. There was a smile on her face.